Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing really great. I've had a wonderful day. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Just moving along today. One thing to the next to the next.
We had a nice psychic fair today here at the West Salem Holistic Healing Center. A little energy healing expo, and lots of beautiful people just trying to help the community today. It was very sweet.
Ah, those are always fun.
Mm-hmm. Lots of hugging going on. Yeah, it was great. And Melinda just does a great job with that center, and everybody that's there is just so, it's like finding your tribe, Jacqueline. That's how it's like there. It's really nice. Really nice.
Aw, that's fun. That's always a lovely thing. And especially with this Venus junk Neptune, the intuitive ability and that psychic power flowing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is that, again, you can either go too fast, you can go so slow, you can lose track of the time, but it is good for one thing, you know. It's good for fast food that's fattening when you're in a hurry. That's my excuse.
That is so funny. So true, but so funny. I thought, you know, it's got that square to Mars, and that kind of explains that square to Mars pretty well.
I know it. You know, and I love Mars and Sag because, you know, me, you know, and you're the same way. We're always running at like 100 miles an hour trying to do everything and be versatile. But, you know, and the Neptune-Venus part saying, you need to get in your jacuzzi and I need to get into my soaker tub.
Yeah. Relax. Have a little bit of time. Because, again, here, Venus is also sextiling Jupiter at this point in time in Capricorn. So, you can't be going full steam with that duality of Sag. Take that time to set that body straight.
Exactly. Yep. Your body is the most important piece of real estate you'll ever own. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Crazy. It's weird because the moon's been void since, what, 2:06 p.m. yesterday? And it's still void until, I guess, you're going to get to 6:44 on the show when it finally goes into Pisces. So it's been void for a long time this time. Yeah.
You know, and talk about a void of course. I don't know that a lot of people know about the void of course moon. But what a void of course moon is it's the last aspect the moon hits before it transitions into the next sign. And it holds that energy until it does. And this one just is really long. And what that does is it kind of muddies the water. A lot of people say not a lot of things get really accomplished during it. It's a great time to socialize or to get out there and do things. You get out there and see people and be around people, but it's not necessarily the one where you're going to be an accomplisher and you're going to get the task that you want done. So a lot of people for this period of time, you know, as it's long, you know, there could be some frustration with people trying to finish tasks during this time. Be careful about that because it's just going in, and tomorrow pick that task up and you'll finish it, I promise you.
Exactly. I love that. See, I always call it the silly season because there was so much laughter going on today and people were very spontaneous. In a way, I found it engaging today. And I don't always. Maybe it's just because it was an Aquarius. I don't know, but it seemed good to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I said, get out there and socialize and stuff with it and get that group environment, because that's where you get the best aspect from that point of course. And that can really bring, like what you had, a hug fest all the way around. That's what that can bring. So you're right with that Void of Course moon.
Yes, indeed. Wow. Well, we've got a lot of people holding on. I suppose we should find out what these people need from us tonight.
How about we do that?
Okay. I think the first one is from your neck of the woods.
Oh, okay.
Air code 561727. Hi.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
Stacy.
Oh. Hi. It doesn't sound like you, Stacy.
Yes.
I usually recognize your voice.
Well, hi, ladies. Happy New Year. I was calling to ask, what do you see coming up for me? Is it easier sailing?
Let's take a look.
And your birthday is again?
12/16.
Gotcha. I just wanted to double check and make sure. What are you doing for a living?
Well, I'm in the healthcare field.
Okay, do you like it?
It's challenging, but then at times I don't feel so rewarded, you know?
And what I'm going to say about this is because you're in your Jupiter return, okay? It only comes around once every 12 years. And I don't mind the healthcare field for you. You could do very well in that, especially helping people transform and change in their lives. You're really good at it, okay? Yes, it can be challenging. But what I find coming up are old issues from the past coming into your work. And because of that, I'm suggesting maybe a different position or maybe a change of environments for you. When you get frustrated, would do better. So keep an open mind about some kind of transformation and change that you can make that may be a little bit more inspiring in your work or a little bit better for you, because Pluto and Saturn are conjunct in that sixth house at this time, and they're going to be there for a little bit. And so it's all about learning and growing and seeing what the next adventure is, more than staying in the same position you are. So it's not that you have to move quickly on this. So contemplate it, think about it, see what shows up. But be open to it is what I'm trying to say, because
okay.
I think there could be good transformation and change with your work this year. What do you think, okay. Aphrodite?
Stacy, where do you live now?
In West Palm Beach.
That's what I thought. I just want to see if there's a variance on your ascendant for a moment here. Nope, hardly at all. Okay. I agree with everything that Jacqueline said, by the way. You have Capricorn planets that are in your sixth house of work and service and health, and Capricorn rules all institutions that are partially government-funded and regulated, which hospitals and clinics are. But you do have a lot of planetary energy in Sagittarius. So you like to be mobile. Now,
mm-hmm.
Are you running all over the place, or are you stuck in one spot?
I like running all over the place, but right now it seems like I'm just stuck.
Yeah, because Mars is Sag right now, and it's going through your. You have a stellium, a large group of planets in Sagittarius in your chart, and so because of that, Mars is making you feel very, very restless, and I understand that. Sometimes we have to feel uncomfortable before we do embrace a change. And I so agree with Jacka, there may be another venue where the energy will be different. I don't think what you're doing is wrong in any way. I just think I remember being a phlebotomist way back when, and I could run all of that hospital. 350-bed acute care facility, I was with my tray, and I was running all over. I loved it. I loved every minute. I have a Sag moon, okay? So for you to have something that's more independent, lighthearted, and has you moving around, where you're going in and out of different rooms, you're seeing different people all day long, to me, that seems like it would be best for you, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I agree with Jacqueline. I think you're in the right church, wrong pew, okay?
Okay. All right.
So I would look into that. You know, Uranus is passing over your midheaven. It has been passing over your midheaven for a couple of months now, and Uranus is the planet of surprises. It rules things like lightning bolts and hurricanes and falling in love and epiphanies, if you will, the aha experience. It's not close enough to access your moons just yet, but it did make it into your 10th house of your career. So an amazing opportunity could surface here, okay? So I agree with Jacqueline. Keep your eyes open for it. Know that you do need to eventually move on, but I think she's also right to bide your time because the planets that are in Capricorn, especially Pluto and Saturn, they're what we call ponderous planets. They move slowly. Now, Jupiter has an annual cycle. It's going to go into Capricorn. It's in Capricorn now. It's going to go there for a while. It's going to briefly get into Aquarius, and then it's going to retrograde back into Capricorn. But at the end of this year, it and Saturn are both going to be in Aquarius, where it's a very much different kind of independent energy. You're not going to feel quite so claustrophobic. And so take your time and choose the absolute best venue because, as Jacqueline mentioned, Jupiter is returning to you. Jupiter wants to give good things to us as people. And it isn't your sixth house of work and service. Something amazing is going to happen this year. Do the research and try and keep yourself as active and up when you're not on the job for now. But do keep looking every day. Use the Internet. The Internet is ruled by Sag. To find opportunities to look into different venues for yourself. So you're not going to feel quite as stuck if you're looking for a way out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? All right, girl.
Thank you, lady.
You keep us posted. We love hearing from you.
I will. Thank you.
God bless.
Thanks.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
I sure am.
Area code 414, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for taking my call. I called a while ago, maybe several months ago. I don't know if you need my information again or not. My name is Felicia.
Felicia?
Yes. Birthday, April 25th, 69.
69, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yes.
I got it.
I don't know if I told you, I said 6:40 a.m. is what I was doing. I don't know if you need
right.
That. Yeah. Well, I want to start by saying this. Last time we talked, we were talking about a position for me. I have that position. I am Assistant Director of Housing and Homeless Services, which I truly love. I work for the state, but I know God has more for me, and it's coming, and I can feel it. Now, I called today. Because we hired two new women. First, we hired the first lady on our team, and then we hired the second. Now, the first young lady, she's smart, she's witty, she's good at what she does. But I have a feeling that she's trying to sabotage me in a way. Do you see that, or am I picking up something totally different?
Are you still in Little Rock, Arkansas?
No, I live in Nashville. I was born in Little Rock. I would live in Nashville.
All right. That's what I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, what you have, it's interesting. You're in your Mars return as of tomorrow, basically. It's shifting into tomorrow or the next day, it's going to be right on you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that is in a T-square with Neptune and Venus, and your natal Pluto in your chart, which forms a T-square. Now, what that means is timing is everything. Be creative, be open. Envision the dream of the future of what you so choose you want it to be, and head your aim there, okay? Just aim there. It's a matter of time. What it's doing with this T-square is it's making you rebalance things for a transformation before you actually do the work. So
okay.
Here again, look at what you need to do to keep everything in its right place today, okay? And by your actions, this can all change. By you believing it, by you seeing it, it will change. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. I also think because Jupiter is squaring your natal Venus in Aries, Jupiter is in Capricorn, so this person that you feel you can't trust, you think is trying to throw you under the bus, obviously has connections that you lack with the people in authority there, is what I would think. And but I don't think you should let that bother you, because I don't really think that those people are blind to her motives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would just let it play itself out and follow Jacqueline's advice. Do
okay.
the dance, be balanced every day, no matter what shows you and stuff like that. Don't get yourself into a fear space. Don't get yourself into a competitive space. You know who you are. You know what you're about. You don't want to compete with anybody else. You just want to beat your own damn record, okay?
Correct. Correct.
So I so agree with Jacqueline. Just proceed. Put a smile on your face and kill her with kindness when you're in her presence, and then just do your work. That's all you can really do with this one.
Okay.
Time will change everything. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will.
Yep.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. You keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless. All right. Bye. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. That's walking a little bit of a tightrope.
Yes, I know. Well, you know, unfortunately, that's the way it is in a lot of corporate America, no matter what your actual job position is. But anyway.
There are certain times where you have to do that for your own greater empowerment.
Mm-hmm. That way you either find a way out or you find a way through, and there's nothing else to do. A little poetry's night.
There you go.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 951, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, hi.
Is this Nathaniel?
It is Nathaniel.
I got that voice.
You have such a nice voice. You're so melodic.
It's that Taurus energy.
That's
well,
it.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you so much.
They always put Mercury in Taurus. I love their voice. It's just such a sweet voice, by the way.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
You have a confined birth. I'm prejudiced.
Well, they say that the day that I'm born, that I'm supposed to have a really good voice.
Oh, yeah. Because Venus is kissing your Mercury, so.
Okay.
Anytime you have Venus kissing something, you're blessed.
Absolutely.
Well, that's, yeah, I guess that's true.
And where do you live now? I know you don't live in Orange anymore. Where do you live? Sacramento?
Sacramento now.
I thought
so
I remember
back,
that. Okay.
Yeah.
And what question did you have for us tonight, Nathaniel?
Well, I'm thinking about, meeting that gal coming up soon, and I'll probably be going back to work in a couple of weeks here. They took out the port I had in me. I'm just looking for, a general thing. So, I could ask for about a job or a move or something. I want to kind of know about everything, but...
Well, and I'm not surprised that you would be getting ready to launch, because what's happened is that you natally have Saturn in conjunct your Sun Venus Mercury connection, that stellium. And what's happening now is Mars transited over it. And now it's finally, after this week, going to start to release itself from your Saturn. So your restrictions are being released, and you are free to move about now. So it's getting there, and you're moving on the other side of this challenge. Because that same Mars is also in conjunction with Sun, Venus, and Mercury connection right now. So I hear you that you're feeling a little restricted. Things are getting ready to move. It's a matter of, okay, which direction do you want them to move in? I wouldn't be worried as much about the woman coming in, even though I know you are. I think those are your fears. I think that one, you just got to have a little bit more faith and trust that it's happening.
Yeah.
Mars is there. There's no question about it. That Mars that we're talking about is in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. So there's somebody traveling into there. There's no question about it. But I wouldn't put so much energy into it. I would allow it and live in the day of it and let it flow is what I would do. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Right. That sounds like that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I so agree, but I'm looking at that beautiful Venus-Taurus conjunction of yours, Nathaniel. And Jupiter is about to form a double trine or blessing line to that as far as work, okay? And what I'm looking at is your timelines. Your timelines are the second week of February, as far as really feel like you're reestablishing yourself. So any of the fears and the trepidation that you feel right now is all of a sudden going to lock itself in a different venue for you. And I think once that happens, I'm more apt to see opportunities for love, because you're going to feel more confident. You're going to feel more well. You're going to feel ready then in the physical form. And I think that that's what you need before you can proceed, actually.
Yeah, that probably makes a lot of sense, because I, you know, kind of just feel a little, I'm glad I moved out of the place and here, but, you know, I'm kind of, I don't know, it seems, I feel kind of confined or, you know, kind of depressed or something. I don't know what it is.
But both of the eclipses had a lot of planetary energy in Capricorn. I mean, we had an override of energy, 7 to 8 placements, including asteroids that were in Capricorn for both the solar and lunar eclipse. And what they tend to do, although they can complement Taurus, your Taurus planets are in your 12th house. So you felt like you were the only one that understood what you were going through, and I understand that, but it creates sometimes those feelings of melancholy that you just can't shake, okay? Now most of them have moved on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Mars is going to be going into Capricorn the day after Valentine's. But Mars is exalted in Capricorn, and it's going to be there for 7 weeks, so it's really going to help your worth ethic, and the women that meet you are going to see that you're a man of your word and you're a man of integrity. So it can serve both your goals, honey. So take heart, all right?
Okay. Yeah, well, I've never really felt like this, you know. It seems like, you know, the planets are really pulling a, you know, a kind of a whammy or something on me, because it's amazing how all the gravity and how all the planets affect us, you know. It's amazing how the universe is made and everything.
That is the part that's amazing, especially, you know, studying astrology all these years, is that all that stuff up there in the sky that we're looking at, it does affect us. And it's amazing when we look at astrology and how we can pinpoint how it's affecting us. Okay?
Yeah.
I so agree with what Aphrodite said. I know it's tough. This is we have our challenges. Yours is not accepting that part of it. Going, nope, this is my rest and relaxation, and it's turning around for me here just in the next few days. So we better get ready and get prepared for that and find it off, because here again, it is going to pass naturally on its own.
Okay. That's good to know. That's a relief. Thanks for all that, yeah.
All right, you keep us posted. We're always happy to hear from you, Daniel.
Hey, thanks a lot, ladies. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right, God bless. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Interesting chart.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I find when people have a lot of planets in either the 8th or the 12th, sometimes they are alone too much and they feel singular in their issues, they do get a little morbid, you know? But I think, kind of like when you go through the dark night of the soul, you go through it, it's like a passage, and there's a part of you that know it's a passage. But if still you can start to see the light of day at the end of the tunnel, then all of a sudden it just naturally lifts, kind of like clouds in the morning sky. But it's sometimes you're not sure when that's going to happen, and I think that that's what's so disarming.
Well, and I agree with you. And, you know, I look at it more like the phoenix rising from the ashes. It's like shaking. You've gone through a cycle, and I agree. It's the 8th and 12th house that do this, okay? But they go through so many metamorphoses in their life. It's like they come to an end of one era of their life. And it's like this torturous turnaround to where they have to really find the god or goddess within themselves to really pull them up out of it, because it makes them go through that whole transformation and change. But then once it happens, again here, once they go through that transformation and change, they're off and running again in their new lifestyle. It's not, you know, most people think of a life as, and this is the way I do it, most people think of their lives as a book. It has many chapters to it. But the 8th and 12th house personality types have many books that they could write. They go through many bigger transformations and changes. They go through these metamorphosis type things. So agree. Those are the tough ones.
Absolutely. Yep, the tough one. The next one, I'm not sure where they're from because it's a 111. It probably is a Skype. So let's see what they need from us.
Okay.
Aircode 111, you're on air.
You know, that's interesting that it comes up 111. To give you a lead in, let's just say I'm, anyway, you're going to be already tuning in to me, but let's just say I see 111, 1111, 444, 555, 222. I've called in. But it's pretty serious, yeah, and I love your laughter, and that's the energy that's kept me going. But I called in several months ago, but I doubt that you kept my information because I'm not sure what phone number. So I'll give it to you again quickly. I'm Carolyn.
Okay, give us our name. We might already have it. Give us your name.
Carolyn, can you hear me? Because this Google Hangouts is not the best audio.
Okay,
What's your birthday?
January 6, 1944, Los Angeles, California.
Gotcha.
California.
Yep.
You guys, you are really, you're psychic.
We're psychedelic, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right. Well, I don't know if you remember, I can't get into too much because this is my situation is beyond, way beyond. By the way, I just want to say you two give such not just wonderful intuitive psychic readings, but you give such wonderful practical advice, which is so helpful. And I just want to commend and honor you for that. But the last
Thank
time
you.
I called in, it's so true. Above and beyond that, I was struggling to stay in this dimension, and let's just say confirmed dark energy has just say since birth, you can tell. See, I just had my 76, but and I've prevailed. I am the phoenix energy. I don't mean to sound arrogant. This is a Carolinism. When your shelf life is running out, you don't have to be humble anymore. Anyway.
I like that one.
Yes. Well, I was known for my – I picked up the baton of Irma Brombeck and Dorothy Parker and also anyway, a few others, male too, Thurber, you name it. But at any rate, I've been struggling. But just some images. I've read the signs along I've been struggling, and I have had some incredible, let's just say, Phoenix phenoms. But every time a little bit of hope comes in, I've been completely isolated, fighting, let's just say, the verified curses and dark energy. And I don't mean to freak out all your listeners, but you can see demonic, negative, dark energy, all verified. And I'm to the point now where the physical, they can't get to my core. They can't. But the physical torture and others has just been so extreme that I'm trying to. I'll get to the question without this TMI lengthy preamble, but I'm trying to fight back one more time. But even I think maybe it's time to. I would love to stay and manifest the many gifts the divine has given me. I should have lived to be 120, but and 1 foot I've been told is already in the other dimension. That's why, you know. But okay, over. Do you see yet another miraculous intervention? Otherwise,
yeah.
I'm going to be returning. I think somewhere in the Pleiades is where I came from. Whence I came.
Jupiter is just getting ready to dance into your first house and go over your sun and your Mercury. I hear you. You've had, Pluto go over your sun. You've had Saturn go over your sun and go over your Mercury. And so this is like a full phoenix rising from the ashes, from the soul reincarnation to the mind reincarnation. You've gone through both of those now on this physical earth plane, okay? Most people don't
many
get to do things like that, okay? Pluto only is in this placement every 250 years. So just to tell you what an anomaly it is for you, okay? But the good part
about it
is... I
can't resist jumping in. I just wanted to jump in and say, so that's what I've always been told. I'm an old soul, 250 years, ha-ha.
Oh, yeah, you're an old soul. You're a little old soul. I guarantee you, you're an old soul. Your south node is in Aquarius, first of all, okay? So you've been here, you've done this dance more than once, okay? I'll just put it that way. But Jupiter, the beautiful guardian angel, the transformer of all transformers for your benefit, is going to be coming in. And over the next month, it's going to shift over your stuff. And this is where you're really going to get your wings back again, and you're really going to feel like you can fly again. So I'm saying that you're going to come back from this beautifully. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree, but for different reasons. Now, do you still live in L.A., Carolyn?
No, I moved. I was on my way to, I think, where you are, to Virginia. That was my dream, near John. Anyway, I got stuck in San Diego County. So I'm currently in northeast San Diego. If you want to do a zip code latitude, it's 92082. And this was supposed to be a transition, a brief stop. And Jacqueline, just real quickly, I called the wrong number. I see you do tarot too. When I pull a card, the Jonathan, the tarot card from the ancient deck of, it's like Gulliver Travels with a person tied down. Pick, no matter, you're trapped no matter where you go, and
uh-huh.
No matter how many. Anyway, I got trapped here on my way to come to, I think, near where Aphrodite lives, Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Charlottesville.
Oh,
that,
we would have loved to
one.
Have you here.
And, no, that's what, and, well, that's where my roots are, my dear, going back way before the revolution. Anyway, I didn't mean to jump. I would just love to talk to you both for hours, but you have other people waiting who need you, so I'll stop. But the other thing is, I've been silenced for 70-some years, truly.
Well, I think that, again, the 2nd of February, when Jupiter moves into your first house and accesses your sun, it's going to be in a perfect trine to your Chiron in your 8th house, okay, which goes to the depths of your being. Now, this weekend, the next few days, Venus, the planet of love, and Neptune, which is a higher octave of Neptune, it's love eternal, is opposing and attracting to your Chiron. So the thing I think you need to embrace the most right now is the love for your mission, the persistence of your spirit, the integrity of your soul. You've demonstrated through all of this, and Jupiter is going to reward you. And
that's,
I guarantee
so
you, I so agree with Jacqueline. Yep, I agree with Jacqueline 1,000%.
That's so beautiful. I've never been acknowledged. Sorry, this time it's like Skype. There's a pause, and you think it's your turn to speak, and you end up speaking over someone else, so I apologize. But, Aphrodite, you put it so beautifully. When I say they can't, I've maintained under the most unbelievable circumstances the integrity of my soul, and believe that no matter what happens, you know, to every day, you know, just... So, but you broke up, did you say February 2nd? Won't hold you exactly to the date because it depends on where
when
it is.
The second week of February is when it's all happening. Jupiter
second
basically
week, not the second day.
The second week. It's actually going to cross your ascendant on the 8th and 9th, which is the weekend of February. And that next week, it's like right on you as far as conjoining you and trining your Chiron. Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am.
You know, it's just, we are so intuitively connected because, you know, and I'm once I start getting into, when people ask, who am I? And I say, I am Chiron, the wounded warrior. I am Joan of Arc, too. I am, although the other, I am, I'm at the epiphany. I am, see, all those signs have come to me, particularly. But at this point, the reality is we are, as you spoke earlier, I think it was Jacqueline, the reality is we are in a human body, and mine has been attacked so many times, unbelievably, that it would be, and truly at this point, and I believe in miracles, you know the image, I have the laughter, everybody can relate to this, you know the beloved Wizard of Oz, years ago I had a vision of how the Wicked Witch, when Dorothy throws the water on the Wicked Witch of the West, and I'm melting into, and I said, that's how I'm going to go, but it's Glinda the Good Witch, and truly, that's how my body is going, collapsing. That's the vision, and I'm fighting it. I'm not acknowledging it. You know, I'm hoping that, but that is the vision, and see, that's why I was wondering whether I should just finally give in, because the pain is just, and I don't take any pharmaceuticals, is more than most people could, you know, withstand.
Oh, yeah.
But when I breathe and tune into the divine, I get, you know, that strength. But anyway, I didn't mean to turn this into a litany of woe, but I'm just wondering, is it time to throw in the towel or not, or try to hang on a bit longer?
No, hold on. Stand your ground. Do it.
2 weeks. Okay. Well, listen, dears, if I don't, I thank you too. Again, I just honor you and commend you. You both, speaking of integrity of the soul, I want all your listeners and all of you, those of you of whom you've helped, and you complement each other so wonderfully well, not just to resonate what the other has said, but to add something else that enhances the reading. And I just, you know, fate brought me to you this afternoon. I've been trying to get back. One last thing, and I'll let you go. Jacqueline, I called your number by mistake, so on your answering machine, I'll say, called the wrong number by the mistake. Anyway, blessings, love to you both, and I'll hang on. So Valentine's Day is looking good, right? Thank you, blessings.
Yeah, also the Capricorn, it's where it's exalted. We're going to go for that. Yes.
Well, you both deserve so much more to you. You've given so much of yourself, not just
thank you so
and
much.
And again, integrity is just, and integrity is just a word that resonates around you both. Love you. Bye bye.
Love you. Bye bye. Oh, she's got the strength. I know that.
Oh, yeah. That's that
no,
mountain goat.
Yeah.
I'll tell
pay
you.
Off, it's going to pay off. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Happy Sunday. Thank you all for taking my call.
I know this voice.
Yay, I'm glad you know my voice. How are you all?
Good, how are you?
I am getting grateful. This is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi.
Nice to hear from you again.
Nice to be heard from, and nice to hear you ladies on the air as well. After that, I want to compliment both of you all first before we get into the reading.
Aww.
You have such a, I call it a contagious young laugh. You are just so young and hard. You have this contagious laugh. Jacqueline, thank you for your firmness. It's a loving firmness and kind of a laid backness, but thank you. I just want to compliment
you. Thank
you.
You're so sweet, Sylvia.
You're
making me blush. You're funny. But I have to say, I agree with you. Aphrodite's laugh is contagious.
Yes.
I've done it for years, and I just love her. I'll agree with you with that. I love her laugh.
Yeah, my dad used to call me Giggle Gut.
that was a great name.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So what can we do for you tonight, Sylvia? How can we help?
I have noticed, like, for the past week or so, I have my mind has just been in this laid-back mode. I haven't just been – I can have a very busy mind, cause Virgo, North Node, and Pluto. And I've just noticed this. I've just been more at an inner peace and a laid-backness, even though I'm just calling it temporary unemployed, and I'm still searching, and I know I'm in or going into my Saturn return, but I did a whole lot of networking and a whole lot of searching. So I'm not alarmed because I'm not yet employed. I found a perfect position. I don't know if I'm going to get hired, if it's meant to be, for a personal assistant, for a personal guy that does tarot readings, and I applied for it. So, fine if I do, fine if I don't. I'm not. You know how you just put it out there and detach from the outcome. I was like, oh, this would be perfect for me, one of those. So I'm just, that's just where I am. My oldest sister, born December 27, 1952, made her transition on 21st, like over in the midnight hour. Maybe close to 2 o'clock, somewhere in there. But I had seen her that Sunday, and this is the first person that I know of, that I can think of, that I told her when she was ready to go, it's okay to let go, because her wishes was when she was diagnosed with uterine cancer, She was okay. She didn't want to stay here and fight and go through the chemo and all of that. So she just, and I'm just like honoring and respecting her wishes. But that was my, I was like, wow, okay, if it's going to be a death doula, like, this is my first experience with doing it. So I have a peace. Sometimes it'd be a dash of sadness, but it's so faint till I think about it. We are eternal beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we're all gonna be released from the physical body and go back into that world. So that's the other thing that just brings me confident that it's life after life. You know,
and for you have a greater concept of that because of your sun, Mercury, Chiron, South Node, all in your 12th house. So you have one foot here and one foot out there. The only earth you have that grounds you to here is Pluto and Saturn. I can tell you I have the same. So Pluto and Saturn are the only two that I have in my chart that are earth. And there's not a lot of grounding with that, okay? So you have a really strong direct connection of seeing beyond this physical earth plane as a result of that. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that you would have that happen. So, and I have to say, I would not be worrying about work because Jupiter is transiting through there, both Pluto and Saturn. You're coming up to your Saturn return this next year, okay? It's going to be really close on your birthday, so here you're going to be in your Saturn return.
Okay, when my birthday comes, April the 4th, I'll be in my Saturn return.
Right. It's coming really close this year.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're going to be in your Saturn return. So this is all about a recreation of what do you want to do as far as a lifestyle. I'm happy that you chose to be a personal assistant like that. I think you'd do great at it, okay? And I wouldn't be surprised if you got it. I really wouldn't. Because this is a really great time for this full transformation and change of lifestyles for you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. I can tell you one thing, though, that I really like about this chart. Because Venus is in Pisces transiting your 12th house, Sylvia. And it's about to roll over your Mercury. Now, the Pisces energy rules clairvoyance, okay, in a 12th house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's trines to your Mars. So you're looking at, you should know within a week if you get this job.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that's great. And I also know that because of the way that your chart is set up right now, we've got Mars in Sagittarius. So you've been trying to maintain that optimistic spirit because Mars is in perfect trine to your sun and your ascendant right now. So your soul vibration on the ascendant, the sun, your radiant light, in trine to Mars and Sag, if you take this job, you're going to be busy, honey. You're going to be busy, okay?
If he offer it to me, I am going to take it. if he offers it to me, I will take it. I've also, been more focused. My focus is like also shifted to like ministry. You know, like I've been watching Christian TV more lately, and I can't explain it, but that's just like, and I know you got all different types of ministries, but mine is the type like to help people to heal themselves and the traditional and to meet them where they are in trouble, where they at. It's like getting saved, but I mean, I know it's deeper than that, but I have to meet, I mean, that's just like where my focus, it just all of a sudden just happened. I'm just like, okay, I can't explain it, but this just kind of like where it's been like for the past couple of weeks. So I'm like, okay, universe, you know, so it's like
the balancing. Because of Venus being in Pisces and it's in trying to your Mars in Cancer, it's
right.
Almost like you're a great friend of the Ancient of Days. So in the history of your soul, when you have walked there and you've been the compassionate one, you've been helping those that were either injured in a war or needed housing or something. There's something within you now, that hero of being an emissary for the divine. You're going to a beautiful inner realization, Sylvia. I love this. I love this.
Wow. Wow, this is kind of making me kind of teary up. I heard you say, you say something about wounded in the past life, wounded or healing the wounded, or
yep, exactly
to that effect. And you are the second person. You're confirming what somebody said to me maybe like 2-3 weeks ago. Is that in a past life I was a a nurse, and I was actually in the trenches with the soldiers.
I believe
and
that.
I was like,
I believe that.
Like, wow, it's like I don't remember that life, but I can like resonate with it. But I also can resonate with it's some wounds that you cannot physically heal. They're very emotional and could be on the soul level and on the, and an emotional level and a spiritual level. And I'm going like you have to get down and find out where that is to be able to help that person heal it. Because I'm not a savior. I just help. I show the person, show them, you know, like show them the way or show how, if I can, and let that individual take it from there.
Yes. You know, so you have mastered unconditional love many, many moons ago, my friend, and you're still demonstrating in the world today because it's part of your soul vibration. You've probably been trekking all over the greater universe for God knows how long doing this. I don't care if you were on another planet, girl. Okay?
Believe me, it's so innate in such a soul level. I just do it. It may not even be consciously aware that I'm just doing it until I catch myself. Sometimes I'm conscious, and then it's just so I just do it. You know, it just comes out. I just do it.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
well, listen, you keep us posted. We should go on to the next caller, but we love you calling in tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you all for sharing that, too, as well. Thank you, ladies. I love you all more. Keep doing what y'all doing, and I greatly, greatly appreciate y'all. Thank you all so much. Thank you is just not good enough, but that's all the human words that I got to express gratitude and gratefulness and thankfulness towards you ladies.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. All right. Good night. Talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye. Wow, a lot going on there.
Oh, yeah. Well, all that 12-hour stuff. Wow.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
I think we got enough time to do one more. Let's do it.
We can do it. We have time.
We're good.
Hey, ladies.
760, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so excited. So it's Jeanette, July 17th, 1958. Hi.
Hi. So what's up, lady? What's shaking?
Okay, so what's shaking? I think my home is about to change. I just got notification that I need to be moving, and I wanted to see what is up with that in the cosmos for me.
Are you in New
York
really? Now?
I'm not in New York, no. I am in California. I'm in Carlsbad area, so yeah.
Carlsbad, did you say?
Carlsbad,
yeah.
C-A-R-L. Carl, C-A-R-L, and then S as in Sam, B as in boy, A as in apple, D as in David.
Gotcha. And where are you moving to?
Well, I'd like to stay in the general area. It's called North County, so, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, Jacqueline's much more familiar with the area than I am. What's the good part of that, Jacqueline?
It's not a bad area. It's a nice area. So, I can't say it's not bad. I know a lot about California, but I would never go back and live there. But Carlsbad is a beautiful area, so.
Yeah.
No,
I work in Del Mar, and I would like to, you know, the goal is to stay as close to where I work as possible. And, I'm not much of a commuter. I don't like it. Too far.
So what's happening at this point in time is natally all of those Capricorn planets that we've been talking about are going through your fourth house of your home. So this is a foundational shift in your home for the long-term benefit of you, okay? What I am going to say is choose wisely and have patience, okay? Jupiter is there. It is going to reveal to you the right place for you to move. However, it's also addressing old issues from the past and making you have to look at those old issues and succeed in those for this transformation and change. So it's trust and faith, like what we were talking about, and keeping your eyes open that's going to make you find the right place at this point in time. Are you going to move? Yes. It's only a matter of when. Mars is going to be coming over in the next couple of weeks, your Saturn, in your local environment. The third house is your local community. And with that, what it's going to do is it's going to open up the opportunity to see the place. But you have to wait until it goes through there. So you've got another few weeks before you're really going to get that epiphany that you're looking for. So patience is a big thing. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I partially agree, because Mars is going to go into that fourth house the first week of February. It's pretty close. Now, I also looked at the relocation chart. To me, it seems like she should have moved yesterday. They just say it.
Well, I just moved but you are in looking, August.
You are looking at making this change in your home, and you do want to have a more freedom feel, you know?
Yeah.
And because Mars isn't trying to your Mercury, too, and your Mercury's in Leo, you want to really be in love with it.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think you also want a certain level of privacy.
Yes.
But you want to be close to also activities. So you're trying to look at that balance. And so I agree with Jacqueline. It may take a little longer, but you're going to get a line on it very soon. Over the next couple of weeks, you're going to get a line on it. And it might be a place that's either not ready for you or they're not ready to move out, or something that stands in your way, but you will have the strategy in place that soon. But I agree with Jacqueline, you might not actually be able to move in as quickly as you wanted, but it's going to give you more time to get organized and packed. So I think it's going to work out ideally.
Well, I don't mind all of that. It's just that the person that I'm here with who owns the place, my roommate, a.k.a. my roommate, has asked me to move by the end of February. Now, I'm hoping that things come together. Will they come together by then?
Yes. But you still won't be settled until the middle of February, even if you move sooner. I think the critical point is to know exactly where you're going and giving him the timelines. Because if it's a few days, I don't think it's going to be a big issue. Okay? I think you're going to cut it close, but I think you're going to pull it off. How about that?
Okay. So things will come to you. If I said to him, I will be moving by the end of February, I can be assured and trust that things will come together by then.
Yes. And you'll know before you have to make a declaration. You'll probably know because Mars is getting ready to pass over your Saturn. So you're going to know where you're going to go and what the timelines are better. Even probably over the next week to two. So he's going to have plenty of time, and I think it's going to work out just fine. And, you know, it's going to take you a little time to get settled and a little time to acclimate yourself. I so agree with Jacqueline with that. Because once Mars gets into Capricorn the day after Valentine's, it's there for 7 weeks, you're going to be able to reestablish yourself beyond that point. Absolutely.
Great. And do I need to know about how I'm going to actually make contact with this place? Do I need to put the word out? Do I need to put it on Facebook? Do I need to be like live out loud with
you
it?
You need to do the research. You need to do the research and really use your psychic stuff when you're doing it. In other words, don't be looking with anxiety. Look with self-assuredness. Because Capricorn plans will support that. Yes.
I love that. Yeah, and very
grounded. Right, well, God bless you. You keep us posted, okay, honey?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you both so very much. That really helps. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Are about to go off the air. We need to tell them where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0000. 0110. This has been the Illumination Station. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Talk to you next week. God bless.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.